Recorded Books presents Kalina the Soothsayer by Elijah Kinch Spector, narrated by Samara Naimi. A quote from Orson Welles, F for Fake. But everything must finally fall in war, or wear away into the ultimate and universal ash, the triumphs and the frauds, the treasures and the fakes. Some of the people who made my life harder. My family. Alyosha Vusalovich, my father, the greatest soothsayer I have ever known. His second name means son of Vusala in Masovskani, because he was born in Masovska. Vusala Mildukis, my grandmother, the worst person I have ever known. Her second name means daughter of Mildo in Koloknik, because she was born in Kuriskan. Those who have their own armies. King Gerholt VIII, King of Rotfelsen. Quite blank in face and mind, his army, the Reds. Queen Biruti, wife of King Gerholt. Originally from Skydashii, her army, those amongst the Reds who obey only her. Prince Friedhelm, younger brother to King Gerholt, seems to be a thoughtless sybaritic prince, is both more than that and exactly that. His army, the Yellows. High General Franz Dreyer, the somewhat avuncular defender of Rotfelsen. His army, the Greens, who actually fight wars and guard the borders. Court philosopher Otto Voroskonecht, a dangerous fool who talks a lot. His army, the Purples. Those I met in Masovska. Eight-toed Gustav from Down Valley Way. The name tells you all you need to know. Ramunas, a flamboyant legal advocate and informant who likes to send messages by terrifying bird. Clemens Gustavus, a very important little rich boy, heir to a number of changing banks. Bozena Gustavus, his slightly smarter sister, whom I've heard of in Masovska. Lentz Felsknecht, best forgotten. Those I met in Rotfelsen. Tural, the master of fruit and my neighbor. Eccentric, but nice. Yurdis Yaglobin, chief ethicist and my neighbor. Perhaps also nice. Vondel, 10th butler to High General Dreyer. A real stickler for etiquette and tradition, but not in an overbearing way. Gunther, the tall barkeep at the Inn of Otilia's Rock. Beautiful smile, supplier of Starka. Awa, a talented doctor who looks after royalty and nobility. Gabor, very chipper for a man who lives in a cave. Martin Frederick Reinhold Bosch, a young swordsman employed by the High General, within spitting distance of the throne. Arrogant, but pretty. Dugmush, a tall and frightening soldier in the service of Prince Friedhelm. I had trouble remembering her name. Barons, a sharpshooter in the service of Prince Friedhelm. Quite friendly when he isn't looking down the barrel of his harquebus. Albin, a brute in the service of court philosopher Voroskonecht. Selvosh, the Lord High Quarrymaster. Unpleasant. Edeltraut von Edeltraut, mistress of the Rotfelsen coin, a powerful and nervous noblewoman. Andelka, an emissary from Rituo. One of the countries that make up the bandit states. Acts as though she is very important. Olaf, a lucky drifter. Chasiku, a threat. Part 1. My mother.
You killed your mother twice over, you know, said grandmother.
She pinched my cheek ironically and chewed on her gnarled old pipe stem. Grandmother seemed to get more from rolling it around between her white teeth than from the scant smoke that leaked out. I sat still in the dirt at her feet and rubbed my cheek where her thumbnail had left a deliberate indent.
You killed her first, of course, with your birth, when you selfishly tore your way out, making your poor mother bleed so, so.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?